Pleural effusion can be both transudate and exudate. In terms of transudate, the causes can include left ventricular failure, volume overload, hypoalbuminemia, and Meigs syndrome. For exudate, there are four classifications: infection, infarction, inflammation, and malignancy. In terms of infection, you can have a pneumonia and a TB. Infarction, you can have a PE. Inflammation, think of rheumatoid arthritis and SLE. And for malignancy, consider bronchogenic carcinoma or mesothelioma. Just to conclude, things to consider are Light's criteria, which will help you define whether it's a transudate or an exudate. This is based on the pleural. This is based on the pleural protein levels being greater than 50% of the serum protein level, and the LDH being greater than 60% of the serum LDH level. There's also one tacked on at the end, which is the serum protein, or the pleural protein being greater than 66% of the serum protein.